especially considering the short fields they had to deal with. How good was the defense today?
Defense was dynamite. I think I saw on this thing they were 1 of 13 on third down. I liked Coach Hayes' plan coming into it. I thought our coverage was really good. We were sloppy in the first half tackling, but it never really hurt us that bad. And then I thought the defensive line really got after them all day.
Big picture, now that the regular season is over, what would you say you're most proud of?
Well, that's a good question, but I coming fresh off of a locker room celebration, there's nothing I'm not proud of. I mean, you know, our backs were against the wall before the season started. Not very many people thought an awful lot of this football team, except for the guys in the room. And then we were 3-2, and I told them to block the outside noise out because everybody was saying, we're not a very good football team. And all of a sudden we win 3 more games in a row, and I said, block out the outside noise. They're going to tell you how great you are now. And we're 6-2. Lose 2 more games, and I said, block out the noise. It's just us in our room. Let's just focus on the guys that you're with and your brothers on a daily basis. And I had belief in these guys. They had belief in each other. They just had to believe in themselves. So excited for this senior class that embraced me and embraced our staff.
I'm not sure, Jacardi Wright had played since the Bowling Green game maybe. Just how much did he still talking to you this week and then reward you?
He was banged up for about 6 weeks after that game. He had a high ankle sprain, so he couldn't have played, or he was kind of in and out, and he kept re-aggravating that. So we really kind of put him on the shelf for almost 2 months. But then when he got healthy, two things. One, I want to find out what Jacardier is, and he has gotten better. We were going to play him in either the Texas Tech game or in this game. And for whatever reason, maybe just didn't fit in the Texas Tech game. So we said, we're going to get him into the game early, get him a couple of carries, and then see how he does. And obviously had a big run, had a couple of run-through tackles where he was a powerful kid. And that's what we thought when we recruited him. And so I'm excited because I think, well, I know he has at least one more game left, and that's what we have. So he'll play in the bowl game too.
In the fourth quarter, the running game really kind of took over the tempo of the game. How important was that running game, not just in terms of yardage, but in the impact?
It was really important. We were able to run the option again. You know, they were stacking a lot of guys inside, and we noticed that we could get the edge a little bit against them, a la what Jacardier did, as well as what Schuyler did on some speed option, and to be able to move the chains. We were able to be effective on third down. We were 7 of 14. We were able to be effective, so that allowed us to stay on the field, probably got him a little bit wore down when you think of we were out there 34 minutes in time of possession. And I just think from the fact that we're running inside, we're running outside, we're using the jet game, we're using the quarterback run, all those things, when Mess has all those things at his disposal and we're gaining yards on all of them, then we're pretty tough to beat.
Josh, what else can you say about Josh Reed-Youngblood when he's doing
this? Pretty special talent. You know, and I knew that when we recruited him, that he was a difference maker. Guy's really grown up, too. The stage is not too big for Josh, and he proves that week in and week out. And I'm excited because he's just a true freshman that hasn't had the ability to go through a developmental lift or get bigger and stronger like I know he's going to in the off season. I think it also shows the young people that when you come into a program, if you put the work in, put the time in, and learn the playbook and stuff, you can help us.
The talk will obviously be in special teams without Josh's kick return, but how clutch was the field goal by Blake at the end of the wind right there tying it up?
Yeah, because we couldn't tell. I mean, the wind, I thought, was more blowing at our sideline as much as it was helping or hurting. And we thought if we could get to the 25, he could make it. It was as good a kick as I'd seen him hit, and he hit it flush. Probably started out 4 to 6 feet right upright, and then came back in with the wind. That was a critical play to be able to get that 3 points there. And then, you know, obviously the icing one to get us up 10. I thought Blake has had a phenomenal year and bounced back after a miss that he was disappointed in the week before.
In your opening statement, you touched on the back-to-back possessions where you guys held them after Skyler's the fumble and the interception.
Yep.
How big was it? You held them only 3 points.
Well, it was huge, and our defense was playing with a lot of confidence. I mean, we were going out there, and there was a number of short fields, but they were playing really with a ton of confidence, knowing that with the wind, it was just tough. It was tough sledding to throw the football out there. I mean, there were some balls that were making some curves and moves in the air, and we just felt we were getting pressure on the quarterback. And granted, they dropped some balls, but I think we dropped some balls too, and that's going to happen when the wind's that blowing as hard as it was. And I just think our defense was playing with a lot of confidence. And as we talked early and mid-season, it's a tough league to play defense in. But each week I could see steady improvement with our defensive guys.
Without the injury that you mentioned, Jacardi, could you have seen him be part of some game plans earlier in the season?
Potentially. You know, it all depends. When you have two senior guys like James and Jordan, and then with what Harry's done, we always wanted to find out about him, but I don't think we wanted to waste his whole year. And, you know, on top of that, that was a healthy Jordan Brown, which we hadn't seen since Oklahoma. And James was really nicked up today. Malik didn't play. Joaquin didn't play. So Jordan had to show up, and he did big time.
You went with 30 to 185, maybe one third of that on the slants. How key was it to keep him in check?
He's a great player, and I told Matt before the game that what I thought of Brock and what a competitor he is and what a great player he is, and he said the same thing about Skyler, and we both know we have exceptional quarterbacks, and they're both winners. They're both great competitors, and have nothing but the highest praise for Brock Purdy.
Devin Antle averaged 46.8 yards per punt, four punts. How impressive was that, considering how the wind was swirling all game?
Yeah, especially since he averaged 46 yards and really missed one early in the game. So if you take that one, he probably averaged in the mid-50s. Our kicking game had to be critical today for our success, and I thought Nick McClellan did a great job with kickoffs. Obviously, Devin punting the ball, and then Blake with the field goals, the kick return. But even the simple things, the snaps and holds, that's not easy to do. And give Devin Ankle credit, give Brandon and Wes credit, because they were on point with their snaps.
Seemed to help that James, did he get banged up a little bit?
He did. I don't even know what that was, but he was banged up. But Jordan was healthy. Jacardi was doing some things. Harry came in, and I got to give Harry Trotter a shout out, because he blocked unbelievably well and cut guys down all day long. And there's a team guy. There's a guy that's playing for the name on the front of the jersey. So pleased with Harry Trotter. He's a great team player.
Did you go into the game thinking you have one set plan on dealing with the wind, or did that change quarterback?
It changed possession by possession, because we just kept looking around saying, which way is it going? We knew it was going to be windy. That probably enabled us to play a little bit more man coverage on defense, because it just wasn't a whole lot of deep over the top throws. You know, it was obviously something that was in the back of our minds all the time. You know, punting the ball late, when we were worried about, you know, the one that hit D-Pat. What do you tell D-Pat? I mean, the ball was kicked 18 yards or something, and Phillip does a great job of getting on that. It was a big, big play by Phillip Brooks, and, you know, it was just so difficult in the kicking game today.
The special teams even surpassed what you expected they might be by the end of this year?
Without a doubt, because, you know, we're using the kick return and punt return that have been so successful here at Kansas State, but we're using the punt and kickoff of things that I've done in the past. And so trying to mesh those things, credit to all the guys that are involved in special teams, all the coaches and analysts that we have involved in special teams. And then you still just got to credit the players, because our players go out and execute. And every time we have a chance to return a kickoff, you see Brock Monty, you see Ross Elder, you see the guys that are saying, hey, we're going to make a big play. And they have a lot of confidence on that team.
I'm not trying to look past this one, but how excited are you to have a chance to work with these guys now for another, you know, 3 weeks, a month?
Really excited. We obviously hit the road recruiting as coaches. They'll work with Coach Dawson throughout the week, and then on the weekends we'll get back together until we find out what the plan is as far as who we're playing and where we're going. For us, you know, you have 27 seniors that need some rest, that don't need to practice a ton. But we have all these freshmen, sophomores that we need to give a great look to and focus on those guys and get these extra practices and time to develop those guys.
I know that we started the week asking about Malik and Walt. How close were they at all?
Walt was not close. I would assume he'd be ready when we play, whenever it is in December. Malik, we thought maybe could go. We thought Joaquin maybe could go. I think part of that was the weather, too. You know, it's hard to get warmed up and loose. And so I've got a lot of confidence in Sebastian. Obviously, with Phillip making plays and Landry and Dalton and Josh, and then with the wind the way it was, we knew it was going to be a game where we'd have to rush the football.
It seems like only a couple of weeks ago we were in Frisco watching the final game at Frisco.
It's gone by pretty doggone fast, hasn't it, Scott?
It really has. And now K-State picked third, or picked ninth in the Big 12, has the opportunity to finish third in the league. You're the first coach in K-State history to finish with 8 wins in their first season.
You're the stats guy. I don't know any of this stuff.
What has this ride been like for you?
It's been an unbelievable ride, and an unbelievable ride for all of us. And you're never not going to hear me say me unbelievable ride for all of us as a staff. And once again, my hat goes off to our seniors because they're the ones that had to embrace us. They're the ones that had the disruption 4 years, 5 years into their time that they get a new staff and a new coach. We gave them everything we had. We poured our heart and soul into those kids, and they responded. Every one of those seniors, when they ran down there, shook their hand, gave them a hug, told them how much I loved them. They told me how much they loved me and appreciated what we have done together. That was just a cool experience, and I'll reflect it in time, but probably it's going to be some time too.